Sandpoint called The Shed, and I'm here with Jill Kahn. And Jill is a marriage and family therapist, and she has a practice in Sandpoint. And every month we come together to share ideas and talk about mental health issues, relationships, and fitness. And this month we're actually going to be talking, I like this subject, Jill.
Yes, hello. It's relevant.
We're talking about the how the female brain actually improves as we age.
Yes. So we're kind of thinking, my thought was the unsung benefits of menopause and what we can do to augment them.
Yeah.
So we're really kind of, I want to bring a positive twist to what sometimes people think as being, I think people can be disparaging about it.
Absolutely. And I appreciate it since I'm going through it.
Yes.
And then later in the show, I'm going to talk about some reasons that losing weight is really hard as we age.
Yes.
And it's a battle for sure. And then share some tips on maybe some things you can do to drop a few pounds if you want. And then later, if we have time, we're going to examine the mental health crisis our young people are going through right now.
Yeah. It's a complicated world we live in right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
And as we were saying, we can all grouse about the weather.
Oh, this weather. I don't know. I can't. I've reached my limit. Like, it's just making me crazy.
Well, and it really, I think, impacted my Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we typically go out to the flower farm and all seasons and get flowers and plant. And it just is a way of ushering in spring and the beauty of that. It's such a wonderful ritual. And there was no way we could do it.
No, we had a bonfire outside during the day. My folks had down coats on and hats. I had my hat on. It was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah. We usually plant flowers too. And it, hopefully maybe this weekend, but then I heard the weather gal this morning on the local station say, wait one more week. And it's like, when
dismal.
Is it going to happen?
Yeah.
So
we went morel hunting with our down jackets on too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm tired of the puffy coat and sweatpants.
Me too. I have my flip-flops on today. I just thought, I'm going
for it.
Oh,
you're a rebel.
Well, their son.
What else? Your daughter got married.
Yes, we had the most wonderful wedding.
Yeah, great.
It was so beautiful. It was a really a wonderful time. It started on Thursday, and we left on Monday morning, and she got married on Sunday. So it was 4 days of celebration with friends and family, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful event. And I was so delighted to see how happy they were as a couple.
Oh, nice.
And how kind they were. They wrote, so instead of giving gifts, you know, like party favors, they did handwritten notes to every guest that were very heartfelt.
Great.
And mine made me cry.
Aww.
And so that was really sweet. And they just really were attentive to their guests, but It was really wonderful.
Yeah.
Made me happy.
That's great.
Yeah. What about you? How was your Mother's Day?
It was really nice. You know, my kids were out and we just spent the day together. You know, we weren't planting, but we were together and that was nice. And my folks, like I mentioned, were out. It's just been tough. You know, I have some of my plants ready to go in the garden, some vegetables, but they're still indoors. And so we're hunkering down. I've been running. We're training for that relay in July. So there's little things to look forward to.
Yeah.
And we're focusing on those moments. We have our boat lift ready and waiting.
Well, I was telling you earlier, I was kind of hoping to paddleboard today. We'll see what the weather allows for, because I haven't been out yet. And this is the latest I think I can ever remember. Normally I go out in April.
Yeah, I put my feet in the water to ice them after a run, and it was frigid.
I bet. I bet. The nice thing is the water is up high enough now that I don't really have to walk out in the clay and the mud.
That's good.
So I could pretty easily jump on the board and go, but I still have to get wet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how the female brain improves with age. This is Functional Health Radio.
The Post Falls Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader for the Inland Empire, is coming to the Greyhound Park and Event Center. The Post Falls Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Indian artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. 2 big days, Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the new Post Falls Gun Show at the Greyhound Park and Event Center this weekend, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
This is former Governor Butch Otter asking you to vote for Phil McGrane for Secretary of State. Phil is Idaho's Republican election expert, but so much more. He's endorsed by the Fraternal Order of Police because Phil backs the blue and will keep our elections safe. The Idaho cattlemen, the loggers, and the grain producers are helping Phil McGrane because he supports our resource industry. Phil is a true conservative who will support Idaho's values and defend the Second Amendment. So join me in voting Phil McGrane, conservative Republican running to be your Secretary of State.
Paid McGrane for Idaho, Maxine Bell, Treasurer.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Varden. I'm a fitness coach and gym owner. And my gym in Sandpoint's called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist, Jill Kahn. And she has a practice in Sandpoint. And we're about to discuss how the female brain improves with age. So, Jill?
Yeah, it's a pretty fun bit of information. There's a new book coming out written by a neuropsychiatrist named Luann Brizendine, and the book is called The Upgrade, and that's what she calls what happens to us post-menopause. And her theory is that the female brain actually gets rewired during the second half of life to make space for enhanced perspective, purpose, and power. So it's interesting because I think a lot of us assume that our life is on a downhill slide, especially post-menopause. But instead, she's reframing it that it's an opportunity for women in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to become their best selves. So what does that mean when she calls it the upgrade? So now we're at the end of our cycles, and we don't have that vacillation. And what she theorizes is that once the instability of the female hormones that vacillate through the menstrual cycle are gone, you're in a much more stable place. So
the fog clears.
Well,
tell me the fog clears.
Perimenopause, I think, can be devastating. I had a client this week, and she was saying, "I feel so crazy. I feel like who?" And it was mirrored my own feeling.
Yeah.
Who the heck is in this body, right? This body does not feel like me.
Yeah.
And it is hard because during that perimenopausal and menopausal phase, right, your hormones are just raging. And I know there would be times of insecurity and really heightened sensitivity to things. It's a very difficult time.
For the woman and also the partner.
The poor partners and children. In my house, it was still a daughter who was having her periods and mom who was in menopause. Yeah. It was raging hormones.
It's tough. Yeah.
And it differs for everyone. I mean, there are some women who sail through it with no problem. I was not one of those.
Yeah.
And I know it was really challenging, and it gives me a lot more empathy for people who struggle with it. But I do have to say, I will say to you, Jen, it gets better.
Oh, good.
It's so nice because then there's a quieting down, right? So there's a bit of a stabilization, and you're just more stable. You don't have the hormones fluctuating, and there's a sense of sort of quiet and comfort.
Sure.
And you don't have to mess with all of the stuff associated with having your cycles,
exactly,
which is really nice. So how does the brain actually change for the better? So the way that she describes it is that the neural pathways that are being connected and disconnected because of the flood of estrogen and then progesterone during the menstrual cycle no longer occurs. So because that's not going on in your brain all the time, you have a lot more stability and you feel more centered, more focused, and direct. And there's just a lot more clarity with that stability. So again, life isn't over.
Yeah.
Right? It's a very different.
So there's like maybe less anxiety. I know that one of the perimenopause symptoms is anxiety. And of course, we talked about the swings and mood and all that. But so that stabilizes.
Yes. I think there's a lot less anxiety and some depression. And that idea that life ends at menopause, that you're going to be invisible, just isn't true.
Right.
It's interesting because I was really apprehensive about that, especially around 60. It's like, okay, I'm just going to disappear.
Yeah.
And that is not the case at all.
Right.
Right. I think especially for our generation who have really worked on maintaining good physical fitness and health, you know, my life is not markedly different mm-hmm. from the way it was when I was 50, mm-hmm. right? There are some differences, but not much. Not much.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that we really need to rewrite that misconception that things degenerate rapidly. And when you get to the stage, it's no longer about finding a mate and procreation. Mm-hmm. So suddenly all the energy that you used in that procreation sure. phase is not taken up with that. And instead there's space mm-hmm. to really think about yourself and other things. So how can we as women keep our brains healthy going through this second half of life? So you'll appreciate this.
Yes.
I think this is so interesting. Studies shown that maintaining muscle strength can stimulate the brain.
Well, that's really interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And we've always talked about the mm-hmm. importance of muscle strength
for sure.
physical reasons, but who knew it stimulates the brain? So a group of women in their 80s were assessed for who had the best cognition. Mm-hmm. And the study found that the women had the best who had the best cognition also had the best leg strength.
Interesting. So larger muscle mass.
Yes.
And then there must be a release of some kind of chemical that in the brain.
Yes,
a hormone or something. Yeah,
yeah.
From that.
So work on strengthening some of your largest muscles in your body, like mm-hmm. your glutes, mm-hmm. right? So working on glutes, you can do those glutes.
There's so many, and I will add, like if this is something that you're an older adult and you don't know what we're talking about, hire a trainer.
Absolutely.
And figure it out, get a program.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
Yeah, I think so too. And here's the other benefit. My husband was really cute. He comes up behind me, said, you know, your tush is looking really good.
Yeah.
And I said, thanks. All those glute exercises I've been doing are paying off.
Perfect.
It's not dropping as bad as it should be.
That's right.
So that's the other benefit too. And your pants fit better.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other thing is that it's important to keep the inflammation in your body down. Mm. And what she suggests is the Mediterranean diet is a big help. Making sure that you eat a lot of fruits and vegetables.
I think that's I'll call it a diet that doctors often prescribe for arthritis also and
yeah.
other like autoimmune diseases.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's certainly the food that my body craves mm-hmm. and gravitates toward. And keeping your microbiome in your gut in order is also really important. Mm.
So like probiotics and...
Yes. Yes.
You know, I have a friend who is our age, 50 and older, and she actually went and saw Kelly Greenway in town, and she's a nutritionist. And it's been fascinating to watch. I mean, she ran her through all kinds of tests to find out what her gut was doing with what foods she was eating and what... She had no idea some of the things that she really wasn't digesting well.
Oh.
And so it's been a six-month program, but it's fascinating, and she feels so much better.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear. So another thing that helps is becoming accepting of yourself and your symptoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that brain fog shows up,
so bad,
that's a good indication that you should increase your self-care that day.
Ah.
Yeah? So that's a time when you go, okay, so... And you know, I see it coming in and out. There are days when I find my access to certain words is not as good as I'd like it to be. And when that happens, it's a time to really think about going for a walk in the woods mm-hmm. or taking a bath, something that is really self-nurturing. So we need to honor the fact that that's going to happen some days. And when that happens, just taking better care of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's temporary, won't feel like this forever. And the more that we take good care of ourselves, the better the whole situation mm-hmm. is. So one of the greatest strengths that women have in general is perseverance. And I think by the time we hit menopause, that has become even more ingrained us, right? We've
For sure.
learned how to be able to weather childbirth
yeah.
and child rearing and all kinds of other things. And so honoring that strength of perseverance, and also I think making sure that your voice is heard. In therapy, that's something we really work with women on, especially in their relationships, is that there are times when they finally get to a place of saying, I can't be silent anymore. I
right.
need to talk about what's going on. And it's really good to reach out and get help from caregivers, from friends, finding other women. Developing your support system is also really important during this time.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then we have a bunch of other benefits that come along with it.
All right. Well, let's take a break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about the benefits.
Okay. This is right.
All right. If I can remember. Okay. This is Functional Health Radio.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
It's spring. Time to spruce up at home. Discover everything you could possibly imagine and more to lighten and brighten your home at Homestyles Lighting and CDA. Homestyles is famous for lighting, fans, art, mirrors, outdoor enameled ice chests, patio lighting, engraved wall maps, and more. Bring your imagination and fall in love with beauty for any room. Homestyles Lighting in Coeur d'Alene at 5648 North Government Way. Come see them today or call for a home appointment and they'll come to you.
We asked Ting Internet customers to tell their crazy fast fiber internet stories. This is Terry's.
Before Ting, we were pretty much limited to checking our bank balance and email. Now that we have Ting, we stream music, we stream videos, we surf the web, actually use our Wi-Fi and use our internet on our TV.
Ting Crazy Fast Fiber Internet is here in Sandpoint. Check your address at ting.com/Sandpoint.
Looking for summer employment in Sandpoint? Trinity at City Beach is gearing up for the summer season and is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join our team. Trinity will be hiring dining room, lounge, and kitchen staff for a fast-paced, high-volume environment on the shores of Lake Ponderay, and no experience is needed. If you're interested in joining our team this summer, drop off your application and resume today. Hiring and training begins now. Stop in soon. Trinity at City Beach, 208-255-7558.
Hey, have you heard about this state Senate race?
Yeah, Senator Woodward is being challenged by Scott Herndon.
I am not sure who to vote for. I mean, they are both Republicans, right?
Well...
Oh man, I just looked it up. Jim Woodward is rated an F by the American Conservative Union.
What did he do to get such a bad grade?
Well, for starters, Jim Woodward voted to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, fund critical race theory, and even put biological men in girls' sports.
You've got to be kidding me. Woodward's no conservative. How about this Scott Herndon guy?
Well, Scott Herndon is a father and businessman. He's fought for gun rights and is a leader in ending abortion in Idaho, a supporter of President Trump's America First agenda, and a strong constitutionalist.
Well, it seems like this race is between liberal Jim and constitutional Scott.
Easy choice. I'm voting for Scott Herndon.
I'm Scott Herndon. Visit my website at herndonforidaho.com.
Paid for, Herndon for Idaho, Paul Herndon, Treasurer.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed, and I'm a fitness trainer and coach. And I'm joined by my licensed marriage and family therapist, Jill Kahn, and she has a practice here in Sandpoint. We're talking about the female brain and how it actually changes in great ways as we age.
And we're also talking about some of the other benefits. Yes. So Margaret Mead, who's one of those icons in my book, she was an anthropologist, and she coined the phrase menopausal zest, the rush of energy, both physical and psychological, that some women feel after menopause, right? I mean, I know for me, after I kind of got through that period of hot flashes and disequilibrium, it was like, oh yeah, I'm ready to move on and do other things.
Yeah.
So that there is space for that. It's a natural time for women to really take stock of their lives and make assessments. Mm-hmm. So taking a look at your relationships, and that's just not your primary partner, but also friendships.
Right.
You know, what feeds me, what doesn't, what do I need to continue and maybe some let go of? Really looking at your profession. I know for me, I've made some tweaks about what am I willing to do in my practice and what am I not willing to do anymore?
Right. And we've talked about that, you know, allowing more time for self-care.
Yes.
Yeah. And taking time. I mean, I know we had that one show a few months ago and I really started to look at my schedule and making sure that I'm not overdoing it with, you know, waking up at 4 a.m. and, you know, it's not long term. I can't do that.
You can't sustain it.
Exactly. So, and it's not healthy.
No. And I'm much more willing to, you know, let cancellations just stay empty.
Yes.
And not try to book everything fully. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of say, no, I can allow myself to have lighter days. That feels really good.
Exactly.
And also, really paying attention to how we care for our own health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not that that's something I've been doing, but I'm thinking about it, I think, in new ways now. And also, how do we really want to expend our energy?
Yeah.
So I've really looked at what things are energy drains that don't really give anything back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to be mindful about putting my energy in places where it feels like it's beneficial,
mm-hmm.
and not just draining me. So it's a wake-up call for all of us, and we can really explore where we want to go personally and professionally, and really being discerning about how we spend our time. So I think all of that is really beneficial. Another benefit is greater self-assurance.
Yes.
So it's not uncommon for postmenopausal women to report feeling really empowered. So we're often relieved not to have monthly periods and the accompanying risk of pregnancy, mood swings, and PMS symptoms, mm-hmm. right? It is a relief to let a lot of that go and say, okay, phew. And then often as well, children are older and you don't have to be so engaged in parenting. So there's a freedom, there's a time to pursue personal and professional ambitions. You have life experience that mm-hmm. you've really gone through. And all of that means that you have a greater sense of confidence that you can handle whatever comes your way.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be an interesting, because we're at an age where our children are now, like you have a new son-in-law. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be having their families, our relationships, even with our children shifts.
Yes.
And it's, you do feel like, oh, now I can just, when asked for advice or want, I'll have that to share my experiences with them. Yeah, I look forward to that
yes.
adjustment.
Yes. And, you know, especially with my older children who are in primary relationships, they need me less.
Mm-hmm.
They have partners to get a lot of those needs met. And
mm-hmm.
and there's a certain freedom from that.
Yeah.
So, yes, that greater self-confidence, but also risk-taking.
Mm.
So we used to say after menopause, you have a third of your life to live. But, you know, in truth, it may be more like half your life. My mom died at 96.
Wow.
So 50, that's only halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about that, we're more willing to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a limited number of years left. Why not go for things?
Mm-hmm.
Do things that I've always thought about, dreamed about. So it might be switching careers. For some people, maybe trying online dating or doing adventurous pursuits. Like my mom did hot air ballooning.
Oh, nice.
I think on her 75th birthday,
wow.
we did it. She decided she wanted to do it. So whatever it is that you've been maybe putting on hold, it's really a good opportunity to just jump in and start doing it. So I know I started teaching dance fitness at about 50.
Great.
Right? So yeah. I waited all that time. I was busy doing other things and suddenly there was that time. And that's one of the greatest joys of my
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still doing it, right? And
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And I would like to say, if, you know, a lot of women maybe are waiting to get to this point to start dating. And you mentioned the online dating.
Yeah.
Don't listen to your friends. It's awesome. I met my husband on Match.
Yes.
And he is amazing. And so don't be shy about it. There's a safe way to do it. And you just have to take that step.
And I have to say, I have a lot of people in my practice who met their partners online dating.
It's hard to, you know, if you don't want to meet someone like in a bar or
right.
it's hard.
It is. They're
yeah,
limited.
Especially in a small town.
Yes. There are limited opportunities for meeting. And yeah, I think that there are some great ways to make that
mm-hmm.
happen. So another thing is we have increased time for self-care.
Mm.
So it's time to really pay attention to changes that will maintain or improve your health. So I can't stress this enough. Get regular checkups.
Yes. Don't put it off.
Don't put it off. Checkups on your skin. Mm-hmm. I've learned more recently that we're more prone to get skin cancer in the north because of the fact that we don't have access to it, and then we overdo it in the summertime.
Who does that? I'm so bad. Yes.
As am I. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So do not wait to do that. Get regular checkups. And the other thing, you know, I somehow thought that mammograms were less important as we got older.
Oh.
Not true.
Yeah, I was surprised. So is it really yearly?
That's a good question. And I'm going to do more research on that for our next show.
Yeah.
But having mammograms, I think pap tests are less important as we get older.
Yeah.
But mammograms continue to be very, very important. So really making sure that you don't neglect that.
And especially now, because we have so many people that have moved into the area, it's really hard to get appointments. And so you might as well just call and get in the books.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to be a while anyway. Yeah. So you can stall just by knowing your appointment's not for another 2 months.
That's true. you can also, again, we talked about this earlier, eating a diet that's low in fat and high in fruits and vegetables, really paying attention to eating good, healthy, whole foods, and of course, getting regular physical activity. I can't imagine life without exercise.
And it's easy, honestly.
It really is.
I mean, go outside and walk every day for 30 minutes.
Walking.
We can all do that.
We can all walk. And gardening, even housework counts,
right?
Just getting up and moving. The biggest problem is we spend too many hours in front of screens.
Yes.
And, if you just do things like getting up and walking around the house, doing chores, garden, that's going to get you moving. Mm-hmm. But those screens are really dangerous.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've talked about this before. The taking time out to reduce stress. And that doesn't mean a glass of wine. That means meditation, relaxation techniques. Maybe you do Tai Chi. You know, I love yoga. It makes such a difference in my life.
And I tell you, I sit on my porch and watch all the birds.
Yes.
And I have my quail. I love my quail. But that and looking at the water, I don't know, but just looking at the lake and watching the water is really relaxing.
Having that opportunity to be in nature, I know we spend a lot of time just sitting on our deck watching and just being outside and feeling that around us is very, very soothing and calming.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's continue. I'm going to keep going and then we'll take a break. But let's talk about why it's so hard to lose weight as we age.
Tell me, what is that, Jen?
Well, it's... because as we age, we tend to gain 1 to 2 pounds a year. I was reading this, and then I was thinking back, the pandemic, we were gaining 2 pounds a month on average.
Wow.
So I know just from talking to people in the gym, there are a lot of people who are coming back in now going, I don't know what happened, but I have put on too much weight.
Yeah.
And it's... they are in their 50s and 60s, and so that's one thing. And one of the reasons is because as we age, our lean muscle mass declines by 3 to 8% each decade after the age of 30.
Wow.
So that's a big drop. And you might also lose muscle mass if you're less active. As we get older, maybe we get arthritis or we're injured and aren't able to exercise. So you add all that together and it can become quite a significant decline in muscle mass and an increase in fat. So lean muscle mass uses more calories than fat. So unless you're regularly strength training, as we've talked about. Now, to me, regular strength training is 3 days a week. But I have a lot of active older adults who just do two, and they're seeing benefits.
Yeah.
So you have to do what you can is achievable for you.
Right.
But what's important is to have a good program.
Yeah.
So not just to go into your gym and pick up a few weights and throw them around and think that's a workout. So talk to a fitness professional and at least get a program if you don't want to work with that person day to day or whatever your timeline is. But that muscle mass makes a huge difference. Let's see, what else? Most people, as they age, don't adjust their calories. Now, you don't need as many calories as you age because you're gaining more fat, less muscle. You don't need that. But we don't make that adjustment. And when I was reading that, I was also thinking, as we get older, we don't have the kids at the house.
Yes.
We go out to eat more.
That's true.
A lot of calories in those meals.
Oh, yes.
And then we're going to have some wine or have a couple beers. Those all add up. And unless we make adjustments, it's fine to go do those things. But then we need to adjust later in the week.
Right.
You know, it's really the average of the week that matters, not that day. And so that's one thing that happens with people. And then we're going through the normal hormone changes that we talked about. So for women, between the ages of 45 and 55, most women are going to go through menopause. And they're going to notice a significant decrease in estrogen. That decrease causes that extra pounds to settle around the stomach area. And most people go through that.
Yeah.
You know, even as active as I am, I notice shifts in the way my body looks, you know, and it's just a normal aging thing. Men, they lose testosterone. And so that lowering of the testosterone distributes their fat in different areas too. So we're all going through it together, you know. But they also mention that when women are going through perimenopause, that's when we're experiencing the mood swings, and we're experiencing maybe the hot flashes and all those things. And so it's really hard to stick to a healthy food program because you want to binge eat or you're mad. You know, whatever your escape is, you're going to do it. And so that adds more weight to you also. What else? So your metabolism is going to be slower. And here's something I also learned. When you drink water, drink water before you eat.
Yes.
It makes you feel fuller.
Right.
It also increases your metabolism because your body tries to warm that temperature up.
Oh.
And I never understood that.
Really?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
That's one reason. So anyway, drink some water before you eat. Let's take a break. And when I come back, I'll share some more reasons why this is happening.
Good.
And what we can do about it.
Good to know.
This is Functional Health Radio.
It's been said that knowledge is power. So know this, you can prevent cervical cancer by getting screened. All it takes is 5 minutes. How's that for powerful? Book your annual cervical cancer screening with your Kiniksu provider today. Kiniksu Community Health accepts Medicaid, Medicare, and most insurances, and offers a sliding fee program for those meeting income guidelines. Not a patient? You're in luck. We're accepting those too. Learn more at kchnorthidaho.org.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Cabin fever got you down? Hitch up the team and head on over to Mountain Traders, a one-of-a-kind consignment trading post featuring quality used furniture, antiques, taxidermy, metal and wood art, jewelry, and more. From pistol socks to fool's gold, there's something for everyone at Mountain Traders, and they've added pulled pork to their menu. Open Tuesdays through Sunday, located on Highway 95 in Elmira, halfway between Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint. Mountain Traders.
The following is paid for by Defend and Protect Idaho PAC. Now, the news. Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan spoke recently at a conference in Florida organized by white nationalists. Attendees praised Adolf Hitler and celebrated Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Closer to home, McGeehan was campaigning recently with members of violent militia movements like the Three Percenters, who are known for advocating armed resistance to the law. McGeehan posted photos on her Facebook page, smiling with those militia members as they flashed white supremacist hand signs. In other news, McGeehan remains under scrutiny for failing to discipline members of her staff who took to social media advocating hunting and killing of police officers. Commenting on McGeehan's gubernatorial aspirations and her legal troubles, former Deputy Police Chief Ron Weiniger said, "We need a governor who supports the rule of law." Defend and Protect Idaho PAC paid to bring you this news.
Need reliable internet at an amazing price? Ziply Fiber has reliable internet starting at just $20 a month. Only fiber internet offers equally fast upload and download speeds. You'll enjoy reliable, smooth family video calls or work from home. Plus, you can get a $20 a month one-time introductory price for the first 12 months with no annual contracts. And the first month internet service is free. Visit ziplyfiber.com or call 1-866-MY-ZIPLY to see if fiber internet is available at your home. That's ziplyfiber.com.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and gym owner here in Sandpoint. My gym's called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn. And we've been talking now about weight gain as we age and the reasons. And mainly it's because we aren't producing as much muscle mass, and we have more fat, and we're not adjusting for that. And one of the reasons is we're more sedentary than and more stressed than we were when we were younger. Yes. When you're in your 20s, everything's great for most people, you know. But as you age, you know, in my 50s and 60s, you're thinking about you're working hard, probably long hours if you have owned a business or have clients. You're full if you've been successful. So you're working a lot of hours, you have a lot of stresses. And then we're talking about we're tired at night. I know Jeff and I get into a routine where we're watching, you know, a series on Netflix or whatever it is. So we're sitting more instead of we could be going for a walk.
Right.
You know, I am getting my workouts in, but there is more that we could be doing. And that doesn't help the situation because you're sitting, you're tired, you probably eat more too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then there's snacks.
Yes. Yes.
So that's another reason why people are gaining weight. And then there's a lot of adults are experiencing major lifestyle changes. So maybe when you're in your 20s, you were going to the gym every morning before you went to work. Well, now maybe you're driving kids to work.
Yes.
Or driving kids to school. And then, or at home, you're going to soccer games. Or you're doing things that instead of recreating and doing what you need to do. So those are other reasons why adults aren't as active. But also, I think it's kind of an excuse. I read this. It always kind of gets on my nerves because for me, and I know it's what I do, but my health has to come first or I can't do what I love to do. And so it's not difficult for me to schedule my workout. Yeah. It's just like I would schedule going to the store.
And for me, when I can't go and work out, that's what makes me grumpy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't and take if my your family away knows me. You and that's the way they are, they will support you. Just like my husband supports me. I mean, it's like I have to have this hour to go work out or it's not going to be pretty.
No. Coffee in my workout and
everyone,
I'll be okay.
Everyone can schedule time for their health. And even if it's 30 minutes, like we talked about, it's possible. And it doesn't have to be every day.
Yeah.
You know, just make it achievable. So here are some things, you know, those are the reasons why a lot of us are gaining weight as we age. But there are some things we can do to kind of prevent these pounds from creeping on. And one is we talked about focusing on healthier foods. Stay out of the middle aisles at the grocery store. We don't need the processed foods. We need to increase our fruit and our vegetable intake and obviously decrease the amount of fast food and sugar and processed foods. The whole foods we need to prioritize, like vegetables, beans, nuts, and fruit. That's full of fiber, fills you up. You know, I'll work out and then all of a sudden I'm starving and so I'll have a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
You know, there are things that are low calorie but high protein that'll fill up your tummy and give you the energy you need. So that's important to do. Downsize your portions. That is a huge one. We eat off of salad plates. We don't even get the big plates out.
That's because smart.
Yeah. So that way we know. And then half that plate. And also I have a salad every day for lunch or whatever. One of the meals is a big salad. And that's going to be lower in calories, but fills my stomach up. So that's something people could do. We talked about water, staying well hydrated. So tips I give my clients are before, like if you're going to go out with friends and have some drinks, have a water before you order your beer or your wine. And then after every drink, if you're going to have a couple, you need to have another glass of water because that kind of breaks it up and it's just healthier. Let's face it. Alcohol is a huge calorie.
Yes.
It's people don't realize how many calories, like in the craft beers, which I love. I'm a huge fan. It's 200 calories just in.
Wow.
I mean, and you have 2 to 3, that's 600 calories. That's a meal. That's a meal. And another thing people don't realize is they think they can work it off. They believe their calorie trackers on their phones or their watches. Those aren't accurate. Or the machines. I have a treadmill in the gym and it shows that it's like 400 calories burnt by walking for 30 minutes. That's not even no. It's no. It's 150 at the most, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have to, if you want to lose weight, it really has to come down to the food.
Yeah.
You know, the fitness is important, but the food is very important. Give your major muscle groups a workout. We talked about this for brain health also, but I think weightlifting 2 to 3 times a week for 30 to 45 minutes is essential for bone health also. Mm-hmm. And I had another client who came in. She had a bone scan 4 years ago and before she was with me, and it showed that she was in, her bone health was horrible. And she had a broken hand at that point. And so she's been training with me for 2 years now. It's shown that it's not even advancing anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So it matters in its consistency. And she's a 2 day a week.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be like major hardcore weightlifting, but 2 to 3 days a week, it matters. Moving more. We talked about that. Half an hour a day of aerobic exercise. And zone 2 is what I believe in with right now. And if to figure out zone 2 aerobic health, it's 180 minus your age. And that number is what you want your heart rate to be in for the maximum heart benefits, and you'll also burn calories. And it's sustainable. It doesn't break your body.
Yes.
Which, right? We don't want to break our
bodies.
That's
right.
And then, of course, a good night's sleep.
Yes.
And you mentioned, we talked about the screen time at night. And there is a study, right, about looking at screens right before bed disrupts.
Not good.
Yeah.
It disrupts your sleep cycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should take a break from screens before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So reading in a good old-fashioned book?
Yes. That's a really good thing to do.
I like that. Yeah. So you need 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. And I know I'm more at the 9 hour or I don't function well.
Yeah.
It adds up. So also some personal tips. If you're trying to lose weight and you're frustrated and it's a struggle, you need to be kind to yourself and just lay off. I was talking to a gal earlier today and she had lost a bunch of weight, and then all of a sudden she's kind of plateaued a little bit. But she's increasing her weight training. She's increasing her aerobics. She's in her 70s. And it's like, be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Your body's just readjusting, and it's going to happen. But it's so easy to just start going back to your old habits. Oh, it's not working.
Right.
You know? So continue on. Don't give up on yourself. Be honest about what you are eating. Track your calories.
Yeah, that helps.
You really don't need as many as you think you do. And also writing down everything you put in your mouth will be eye-opening.
It keeps you honest.
Absolutely. Even the cream that goes in your coffee.
Yes.
Everything that goes in your mouth has to be counted. That will give you a great way. I use MyFitnessPal. It's a great way to see exactly how many calories you're putting in. And remember, don't listen to the calories burned section because it's not that accurate. Set daily goals for yourself. Today I'm going to get this many steps in. This is what my calories are going to look like. And this is what I'm going to write. Or you're going to write in your journal. All those things matter. And then enjoy life.
Yes.
Go out to eat. Celebrate birthdays. Do all those fun things. So I think it's a really great time to age.
Yes.
If you're kind to yourself.
Yes.
You know, it's just, I don't know.
That's true. Yeah.
So I know we're running out of time and we don't really have time to talk about mental health, but we're going to talk about that next month.
Well, it's something to really pay attention to. Mm-hmm. The suicide and depression numbers for teens are really, really up. And the other thing that I just can't emphasize enough is there's a really high correlation with screens. Okay.
Okay.
And just I want to share this because I think we do have a
we have a couple minutes.
Yeah. So there's a psychiatrist who works primarily with high school and college students. And what she does in her practice is she asks her new patients to swipe open their phones and show her how much screen time they're clocking per day. Mm-hmm. That's part of her practice. And she rarely finds anyone that's under 9 hours a day, right?
Nine?
9 hours a day for teenagers. So they're spending more time on their phone than they are sleeping.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that.
Isn't that? I mean, it's disturbing. Mm-hmm. And 53% of American children have a smartphone of their own by the time they're 11.
Wow.
More than half have it by 11. And then by the time they're 16, 89% of kids have one. Mm. So, unfortunately, related to that, 50% of teenagers felt they were addicted to their smartphones. Even the teenagers said 50%. And 59% of their parents thought that was the case. So what we know is that this has coincided with an incredible increase in mental health challenges among teens, right? So the more that people are engaged in spending time on their phone, the lonelier they feel.
Yeah.
It gives us this sense of connection to other people, but it's false.
It's not real.
It's not. Yeah. It's an altered and distorted sense of that. So really paying attention to, for everyone, but especially children, should not have access to phones. We know that. They need to be outside playing, being in nature.
Remember those days?
Yes. Red Rover, Red Rover. Mother may I, right?
I was climbing trees.
Yeah. Get them outside and playing. But but screens really are something that have damaged our mental health. Yeah. And we need to pay attention to that.
All right. Take those phones away, parents.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks, Jill.
Yeah.
I'll see you next month.
We'll have a great month. Hopefully we'll have some sunshine.
Yes. All Woo-hoo. Right. All right. This has been Functional Health Radio.
KU 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.